Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 40, Retreat.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
Today, Retreat describes quite a large area that includes schools, a nursing home, and a number of housing estates. Retreat is a comparatively small townland of just less than 90 acres in extent. The townland surely takes its name from Retreat House, which was built by Thomas Cook in 1790. He presumably called it Retreat because he had once served in the army and had retired and retreated to his new home on the outskirts of Athlone. The Cooks, a long-established local family, had lived in Lizzie Woolen. Retreat House was a fine two-storey, three-bay, late 18th century house, built over a basement. It remained in the possession of the Cook family until the early 1900s, when a family called Costello owned it. It then passed to the Kilduff family of Bushfield, and when Molly Kilduff, a daughter of the house, married Bill Young, Retreat House became the home of the Young family. The house was acquired by Athlone UDC in the late 1990s and was knocked to facilitate the development in the area. In the 20th century, the Retreat area became the hub of second level education in St Mary's Parish. Three major schools, Our Lady's Bower Secondary School, Maris College and Athlone Community College, are all located in Retreat. The Bower Secondary School has been located in Retreat since it first opened in 1884. The Maris College transferred from St Mary's Place to Retreat in 1973, and Athlone Community College transferred from North Gate Street to Retreat in 1975. The Maris College is built on land which was attached to Garrow House, a late Georgian house built by the Fry family on lands which were once owned by the trustees of Wilson's Hospital, a Church of Ireland school in Multifarnham. The house was built by Henry Fry towards the end of the 18th century. In the 19th century, it was the home of Jonas Swain, a local miller. By 1910, it was developed as a short-lived boarding school for girls by the Church of Ireland. But by the mid-1930s, the Maris brothers had acquired the building and extended it for use as a novitiate. Because of a drop in vocations to the order, the novitiate in Athlone was closed, and for several years Brother Frank McGovern ran a successful unit to counter the effects of alcohol and drug addiction. The building had been derelict for several years and was badly damaged by fire in the spring of 2018. The first municipal swimming pool in Athlone was located in Retreat, adjacent to the community college. But when the opportunity to build a purpose-built sports centre off the Ballymahon Road, complete with a new swimming pool, arose, the original pool was closed. A remarkable fact about both the Maris brothers and the La Santa Union sisters in Our Lady's Bower, the two religious orders who did so much for the cause of education in the parish, is that both orders arrived in Athlone in the same year, 1884. It is amazing to think that the name Retreat, as applied to his new house by Thomas Cook in 1770, has now influenced the naming of several housing estates, including Retreat Heights, Retreat Road, Retreat Park and Retreat Ridge. Retreat is a very popular place to live because of its proximity to town and its proximity to so many schools. Looking at the great amount of housing in the Retreat area, it is difficult for us today to realise that 75 years ago this was all farmland on the outer edge of town. Just off Retreat Road is the Auburn Height housing estate, and preserved there beside the railway line is a field monument known as Lissaheron, meaning a hern's fort. There are various Irish words associated with ring forts, including rat, liss, cashel and doon. And when one is called rat or liss, this usually describes a Nurton ring fort, as opposed to the stone ring fort one finds in places such as Arran. A rat was the enclosing bank of the fort, and the Lys was the open space within the fort. Lys Aherin is a ring fort enclosed by a bank with a fine stand of trees. Happily, it was spared during the development, and today it is an attractive feature of the estate. Ring forts are one of the most common field monuments in Ireland. Over 40,000 of them have been identified across the country, and probably another 10,000 have long since disappeared. They tended to survive on farmlands because of the superstitions of the Irish, who believed them to be fairy forts. Ring forts are simply the sites of circular fortified settlements that were mostly built during the Bronze Age, up to about the year 1000. They are found in Northern Europe, particularly in Ireland, Wales and Cornwall. The Ring Fort at Auburn Heights was used in the 19th and early 20th century as a burial ground for stillborn and unbaptized children. It was one of at least a half a dozen such burial grounds in St Mary's Parish.
Anna shares some of her memories of growing up in Retreat.
My family, the Mitchells, moved to Retreat Park when I was 5, and we'd moved from Ballinasloe. And when we moved, there were no houses. The front line of houses were not built at that stage. We had great fun in Retreat Park. We rushed our homework to get out to play. We played rounders out on the street. We played knock-a-dolly. We climbed trees and had such fun. We used to pick flowers from my father's garden and go around the neighbourhood and try and sell them to make some money for sweets. Also, we used to set up concerts. We'd have the entrance to the garage would be the stage, and we would put on little shows and dances, and we'd try and charge other neighbouring children money to come and see the show. When we moved to our house, our house had been set in bed sets at the time, so there was meters in each room at the time. And I remember climbing up when I was quite young in my shiny new patent shoes and taking 50 pence, which was a lot of money then, and my mother slapping me, and Kathleen Neely, who's now Kathleen Carney, married to Jane, calling to go to the shop. But the plan didn't work, so Kathleen had to go home and I had to go to bed. Every Friday, Mum used to bake, and there'd be four or five of us under the table taking away, and she'd catch us and chase us out with the wooden spoon. We were very lucky. We had a big blow-up swimming pool in the backyard. I'm sure everybody would come in and join us, and we'd splash each other away. We always had skipping ropes, and we'd have competition skipping, see how long we could skip for. And, of course, we made up all our own diddlies, you know, our medleys of music. Oh, marbles was another game, and we'd all be trying to win the big bullseye. Of course, the girls would always be trying to beat the boys, and there were times when we did beat them, and they weren't too happy with us. We had great, great neighbours. Angelina Barkey, for example, used to come up to play from Assumption Road, and little did she know that she would marry Peter Finch, one of my neighbours in years to come. We just had great, great fun, and you don't see any of that now. You know, the kids have great opportunities now. They join clubs and they play football. I have three boys and a girl myself, and my three boys have minor medals for the local club here. But you don't see kids out on the street, and I think the only way we could kind of bring some of that back is eventually when you'd have grandchildren, and show them the old ways and play with them in the old way. Modern technology is fantastic, but I think you need a mixture of both.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows-Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning. The additional contributor to this episode was Anna Mitchell.
funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.